Radio Prague News.
Czechs abroad have begun voting in the second round of the presidential election. A joint Czech-Bavarian task force has seized more than 1 kilogram of methamphetamines. And meteorologists have warned that smog and air pollution will continue around the country until Sunday. Czech citizens in Brazil and on the west coast of the United States are the first to begin voting in the second round of the presidential elections on Thursday afternoon. The polls will open in the Czech Republic on Friday at 2 p.m. Voting will finish at 2 p.m. on Saturday at home and at the international polling stations. There is still one more debate left between the two candidates, Karel Schwarzenberg and Miloš Zeman, which will be broadcast live on Thursday night on Czech television starting at 8 p.m. The French company Areva, that was excluded from a public tender for the expansion of the nuclear power plant Temelín, has again received a negative response from the Office for the Protection of Competition to their request to suspend the tender. Areva was excluded last October by the state-owned energy company ČEZ from the tender competition because the company allegedly failed to meet the criteria. Areva has denied the claims and has twice requested for the tender to be suspended and reevaluated. ČEZ is currently choosing between the Japanese-American Westinghouse and the Czech-Russian consortium MIR 1200. In a joint half-year-long operation, the Czech and Bavarian police and customs officers have seized more than 1 kilogram of methamphetamine. The operation that focused on the trafficking of the drug across the border between the Czech Republic and Germany took place between July and December of last year. The drug seized by the Special Cross-Border Task Force could have served some 40,000 users. Bavaria and Saxony have been experiencing an increase in meth trafficking from the Czech Republic in the past 3 years. Some Bavarian politicians have criticized the Czechs for the country's allegedly lenient drug policies. The South Bohemian Regional Councilwoman for Education and Culture, Vítězslava Baborová, who is a member of the Communist Party, will most likely step down from her post. The main reason for her resignation is not clear. The media cite health problems as one of them, but other sources speculate that Ms. Baborová is stepping down because of the protests against the Communist Party getting the post on the Regional Council, which have been held since November. The Regional Communist Party leader has said that if Ms. Baborová does resign, the party will name another one of its members to the post. Students, teachers, and others have held street protests and hunger strikes for the past 2 months, ever since the Social Democrats agreed on a coalition regional government. Smog will continue to cause worsening air quality around the Czech Republic until Sunday, meteorologists have warned. The situation has been getting worse since Monday of this week. Two regions have issued smog warnings and the average daily concentration of dust particles in the air are 2 or 3 times the permitted limit in many places. It should begin to snow heavily on Sunday, which in combination with colder temperatures should help to improve air quality by early next week. A showcase of 107 paintings from the collection of the National Gallery in Prague has opened at the National Museum of Contemporary Art in Seoul, South Korea, on Thursday. The exhibit, entitled Memory of Landscape I Have Never Seen, presents works by 28 Czech artists from the period of 1895 to 1943. This is one of the largest presentations of Czech modernist paintings abroad. The ministers of culture and directors of the Czech and Korean museums were present at the opening ceremony. And as for the weather, it should be mostly overcast with light snow in the upcoming days. Daytime highs will dip to between -8 and -4 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.